Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on today. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today, blessing his holy name. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Scripture, a song, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go right into the Word of God, the reading of the Word of God. Scripture reading will come from Psalms 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of the Lord endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thy tongue, thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God, sit in the mercies of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. I have just read you from Psalms 52 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
I provide, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard.
Amen, amen. I'm not going to play with this. Nope. I'm not going to do it today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come humbly before your throne of grace on this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I just thank you right now for this opportunity, God, to study your word. God, I invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit to teach us. I ask you now, God, to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, move me from myself So the Holy Ghost will take over and take control. We just thank you on tonight for your word, God. We thank you for this Bible class, God. I thank you for everyone that's on the radio broadcast and those that would listen to it, God. I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory. I magnify your holy name, God. You are the one and true and living God. And we just thank you on tonight. We give you praise, and we bind up the strong man right now. We bind up the strong man right now, Father. We bind the strong man up right now. We bind every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. We bind you up now. We cast you out. We command you to go in Jesus' mighty name. We just command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast. Father, we thank you. We pray, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And we just thank and praise God for you. Today, we're going to get ready to read our lesson on today. We're starting with chapter 17. What happened? What's your girl at? Anyway, let me read. This is, y'all give me a minute. Oh, my wife wasn't ready. Verse 10. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And he said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Give me a minute. Where am I at? And she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child there three times. He stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let the child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chambers into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see thy son liveth. And the woman said unto Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. Chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by the 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land and to all the fountains of water and unto all brooks, and peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him and fell on his face and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hands of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether thy Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, that thou, the friend of the Lord, shall carry thee whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and said them with bread and water. And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubled Israel? I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send, and greater to me, all Israel, unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Balaam's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire up under it, and call ye one, and call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the names of the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose ye one bullock for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it, the bullock which was given them. And they dressed it and called on the name of Balaam from morning even unto noon, saying, O Balaam, hear us. But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they leaped up on the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. When midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, and according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifices and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round and about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice of Elijah the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifices and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophet of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundant rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The word of God for the people of God. I read 17 and 18. We're going to get ready to answer the questions. Okay. Chapter 17. What prophecy concerning the land came through Elijah? What prophecy concerning the land came through Elijah? What prophecy concerning the land came through Elijah?
Mm-hmm. Was it verse 1?
Yep. Yep, it was verse 1. It will be no rain or dew or rain on the land for 3 years. Yep. How did God feed Elijah? How did he feed Elijah? He fed. Okay, go ahead.
He sent a raven to feed Elijah by the brook.
That's right. He sent a raven in verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
After the land dried up, where did God send Elijah for food? He sent him, verse 9, and he sent him to. Go ahead.
Zarephath?
Zarephath, yep. You got it going on, man.
I studied something else, but amen.
Why you always be on the wrong page?
I do. I don't know.
I thought we did 15. Let's go to 15.
Yeah.
14, 15, 16. That's what I read too.
Really? Yes, ma'am.
Yep. I'm always reading wrong.
You be above. You be ahead of us.
Ahead
and you
of
do
us
your answer.
Left us.
Yeah, he's leaving us.
Oh, no.
So when you reading, I be trying to do the answers.
I gotta stop.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, do it on the day. Because you go ahead up.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Maria.
I'm telling you, I got to read about Elijah. I said, woo, this is good, baby.
Mm-mm. But she gone, Maria.
Like,
she gone.
I thought that's what it was. And I wrote this stuff down last week.
Yeah,
at first we thought we were having it on Thursday, but it wasn't Thursday, so maybe that's why.
Did we have it last Thursday?
No, yeah. Ma'am.
Mm-mm. And that's probably why, because at first I think we thought we were, and so we would have went over it Thursday, that 14, 15, 16.
It's a mess right here. I don't know what's going on, but... Okay, I'm so sorry, y'all, but no, that's my own answer to these. We're going to have to come back to that. We missing stuff.
Yeah.
We really are. Let's do this Thursday then. Let's do 15 and 16. Thursday,
okay.
Don't y'all forget.
That's what I said. Okay, yes, ma'am.
What was done at the widow's house? Verse 16.
And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Maria.
No, go ahead. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead.
Mm-mm.
Right there, Sam.
I answered all the questions.
Was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty.
And what was the second one?
He healed the baby, healed the child, the widow's child,
mm-hmm.
the widow's son.
He brought life back to
the
body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Chapter 18 now. Harlan was supposed to have been on. No, she didn't fell asleep. But she called me at 6:30. Why come Lala ain't praying? I say, I told you last week, Lala going back to the gym. I say, but the day is Tuesday. The day Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
Yes. The day Tuesday, calling. Now she ain't even on here.
Oh.
Girl, I don't know what's going on. Because she was trying to, the blog talk say, it started at 7:30. I said, dude, 6:30, y'all saying. Well, I thought Papa said, I said, today is Tuesday. He just fell out there. Chapter 18, y'all. What had Obadiah done because he feared the Lord? Chapter, verse 4.
He had took and hid those prophets.
Who was trying to rid the land of the Lord's prophets? Verse 4.
Jezebel, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Still today.
Today. Mm-hmm. Her spirit lives on.
Right. Why did Obadiah fear telling Ahab where Elijah was to be found, verse 12.
Uh-huh. He thought that they were going to kill him. He thought that he would kill him.
Well, you know what it was? He thought Elijah was going to hide from him. When he told Ahab that Elijah was there, he felt like Elijah was going to hide from Ahab, and then Ahab was going to find him, kill him, because he couldn't find Elijah.
Uh-huh.
That's what he thought. But
but
Elijah told him that he going to see me today, because God told Elijah to go and let Ahab see him. Mm-hmm. So what test did Elijah do with the prophets of Baal in verse 22? About the, they dressed
up the sacrifice of the fire on the altar, burning up the
water on the wood. And Baal did the same thing, and then he prayed. They prayed to the God, Baal, to them God, and then nothing happened. The God, his God was supposed to have lit that fire and cooked that meat, but then nothing happened. What did Elijah pour over his altar? 34 and 35, water. Number 6, 8. What happened when the prophet Baal came to call on their God?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What? What happened when Elijah called on God? He lit that fire. Verse 38.
The altar was consumed. Yeah.
Okay, number 7. What did Elijah send his servant to tell Ahab when he saw the clouds rise in the sky? I think that's 44.
He told him
to get up, to go ahead on and eat.
Yep.
To hurry up and eat and leave before the rain stopped him.
The rain was coming.
Now, by what means did Ahab travel to Jezreel? I thought it was the... That's 45. I thought it was a chariot. Yeah, it was a chariot. Because he had the horses in his chariot. That's right. By what means did Elijah travel to Jezreel? How did he get there in 45, in 40, 46, I think?
He ran.
On feet.
Wow.
So, who arrived first to Jezreel?
He did. Wow.
He did.
That was
he
God.
He beat him. Yep, that's what it was. And that's why Obadiah was scared to say something to Ahab, because he knew God wasn't going to let it happen. So he said, no. He said, I ain't going to do that, because Ahab, my Lord gonna kill me, gonna slay me, if he don't see you, and God gonna cover you. He said, I can't tell him, but he told him, no, go ahead on and do it. And he did it. And then Ahab and Elijah met up, and that's when he told him to bring all of Israel to Mount Carmel. And he just wanted to let them know. He said, you know, what are you going to do? Why are you having two? You can't serve two masters, in other words, what he was saying. But he said, I'm going to kind of put it like he said, how long are you between two opinions, God or Baal? And so he started saying, let me show you something. And told him to do that. Now, if your God can light this fire, then y'all go with them. But if my God can light this fire, then y'all come this way. And that's how that happened. They went on and knew Baal. And then Baal prophets started cutting their arms. And when they didn't get it done, they started cutting their arms and with knives and razors and stuff like that. Until they just bled out almost. Because they God didn't do, wasn't God that would do it. And he didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So This was so good. I guess I wanted to read and study it anyway.
You did.
We're going to do 15, 16. We're going to do 15, 16 Thursday. I'm going to let everybody know. I'm probably the only one studied it, these two chapters. Carlin probably
yeah,
did
I'm going to go back over and study. Yeah, I want to study it. I answered the questions while you were reading, most of the questions while you were reading. But, yeah, I want to go back.
We'll do 15 and 16 Thursday. We got to do three chapters. See, we do three chapters on Thursday. In the next week, we don't have it. So we got to do 15, 16, and 19.
I'm messed up. Let's see. I'm sure we did. I think it was supposed to be 14, 15, 16 was what it was supposed to be. 14, 15, 16. I had circled them when you said them. Yeah, I just did 14. I know last time we were on.
I thought we did that on the 13th. We didn't do
the
that
last
13th.
One we did was chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
The last chapter we did was 12.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So I studied 13, 14, and 15 today. So when you started reading, I said, oh, Lord, where am I? Let me get it.
I can't stop. There's nothing I can do. But I got all these questions answered, and the verses and everything.
You should put a date on it.
Yeah. I got the date.
Yeah, put your date
13.
Back.
I got the date. That's how I'm getting where I'm getting because I got the date wrote down on this stuff. But so I'm going to scratch it out, the date, and I'm going to put Thursday date on them.
Okay.
Because we can't skip that many.
Yeah. Thursday, I got 13, 20th. 14, and 15 in today. And then I said, okay, I'm good. Okay, and so, and then we still have to
do
chapter 16.
Well, that's what we're going to do, 14, 15, and 16, everything.
Okay, 13, 14,
15,
16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
14, 15, 16, not 13.
So I just got one more to study. Not 13.
Lala.
What
did a man of God come to tell Jeroboam? What did God tell his messenger not to do? I think we answered him.
Oh, yeah, we did that because he said eat no bread.
That was 13, right?
That was the last time. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he said don't eat no bread, drink no water.
Right.
Don't go the way you came.
Maria answered that question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was lost that day, too.
So we
got
to We did. We did. We did. We're going to do chapter 14, 15, and 16.
Okay.
I got it wrote down. So next week, we'll start off with 19. On Tuesday, 19 and 20.
Okay, on next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that's the 25th, right?
You said 19?
19
yeah,
and 20.
Ain't that the 25th Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's the
25th. Mm-hmm. So we got this stuff down. We got it down pat.
Okay, that's 19 and 20. Okay.
Because, see, that's what I get when I be prepared. That's what I be messed up. But, anyway, I think we did real good. I was just couldn't wait to get to this part anyway. But
yeah,
I be reading ahead. I gotta stop it. I gotta stop it. I'm telling you, cause you keep reading and you keep reading. Before you know it, then it all come together when you be reading, trying to answer the questions, or then you don't know where you done left off at because you done read all this stuff. I'm trying to stay ahead, but tell y'all this. In March, we know we always had the affirmation, consecration, ordination service. We're going to have a convocation, and we're having a holy convocation as well.
Oh, I think I might have to fly in.
Me too.
You can might have
to fly, wait a minute.
Girl.
It's going to be cold. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Girl, you ain't that. Hey, you ain't been to Florida that long. You done forgot that little cold.
Yes,
no,
is.
Not in March.
When I came home in February, I almost didn't get off the plane.
In March, girl, you crazy. But in March, it isn't start warming up a little bit. But this, God, I'm telling y'all, God then sent so many people my way in the last 2 weeks. These bishops and apostles, you know, they really, really, I don't know what God is doing, but I know he said apostles. He said, I don't know how much you travel. He said, but you're finna travel. And I know I am because I see what God is doing. But what's going on is I was telling them, these about three or four different bishops, one apostle out of Dallas, Texas, one from New York, one from South Carolina, a couple of them from North Carolina. They're going to help me with forming this holy convocation. And they asked me would at least 10 people would come. I said, at least 10, yeah. I said, at least 10, because we had more than that last year in March. So I told them that I was going to buy Keith Alexander his vestments. And they were saying, no, you ain't going to buy nothing. He need to buy it. He want to be an apostle. He need to buy his own stuff.
Oh.
I'm just sitting back quiet because he said, and see, they filled with prophecy. He said, they didn't use you long enough, woman of God. It's stopping right
wow.
here. I ain't say nothing. I just sit there. He said, if them, I'm telling y'all just what he said. He said, if them Negroes in Detroit, too stupid to see what they got sitting right there, then let them be stupid. He said, we ain't got to get nobody in Detroit to come. He said, we gonna get folks all around the globe to come. We got a bishop, and they going to be there.
Wow.
So I'm holy convocation. I'm telling you, it's just, yeah, Kim, I'm saying, convocation, what's that? I'm like, I know you ain't talking about like that thing that the clergy have.
Clergy. I can't.
Sounded like my dear, dear.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's going to be good.
Both of me, it's going to be good, Lala. It's going to be good. One of them was on the phone with me Saturday, I think it was. And that young man, no, he prophesied from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. He prophesied, honey. When I tell you he prophesied, he prophesied. Mm-hmm. So it's some God is trying to just release. And then he told me, he said, when the bishops come, he said, every one of them going to have $500 for you. We don't come to take. We come to give.
Glory to God.
Glory. I was like, okay.
Glory.
Okay, so it's been just a blessing just to even just talk to him because I knew it was something because I'm having this thing every year in March. So he said, he was saying, the one was saying, this can be when your convocation is. I so don't want to run into it with a spring break with the kids, but because I think Carlton looked up spring break. I think it's after this because I'm having it the third week of March, and I think the next week is when spring break is for the college students. I don't want to run into that. Mm-mm, because then
right.
You are, the rooms will be higher, the tickets will be higher, all of that. But I thought them,
yeah, I
them spring
my
break
mind, I
was like
the train.
It's gonna
yeah.
be good. When I tell you it's gonna mm. be good, so just let the people know, y'all, whoever want to come, it's welcome to come. It's gonna be really nice. Really, really nice. So, and it's just been a blessing to me because they've been really encouraging me, really encouraging me. So, and it's more new people coming, like new evangelists and stuff like that. I want me to call them and talk to them and stuff like that. You know, get them in this convocation, and I'm gonna be good. Mm-hmm. I've been excited all day about it. Mm-hmm.
You
good.
Sound like it.
Oh, I've been excited.
You sound like you encouraged. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am. I'm really encouraged. I'm really encouraged. And another thing I want you all to do, too, anybody y'all know that go out, have dinner, go out to the clubs, whatever, they've been spiking people drinks. They've been drugging people. Please tell them to be careful. This ain't nothing to play with. This ain't nothing to play with. Somebody got drugs that I know yesterday or the day before, and they're not good. So I can do is warn people. Mm-hmm. Just warn the people. You know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Bishop Tate got drugged. Remember, Lala, I told you?
She did.
She was at a Cardinal game. She was at Ballpark Village or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do a lot of drinking there. It's a little club, too. Yeah.
They drugging these people.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my people, they don't go to no clubs and stuff, but they be drinking.
You could be in a restaurant, be anywhere.
Yeah, it could be in a restaurant.
And something happened.
You know, it's been really, I know about the door car handles and stuff like that, but when they start putting it in your drink, she probably was jumping up hollering for the corners, huh? And they probably was biting her drink.
Yep, not even paying attention.
You got to, and it's really getting bad. It's really getting bad. Mm-hmm. I don't want nothing. I don't want no coffee. I don't want nothing. When I go out, I don't want nothing. Because you're going to have to really watch. Mm-hmm. This person, her mind is almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so sad about it.
Wow.
But y'all just know that, you know, God is, he real, but we got to be in the right place at the right. We can't be everywhere we shouldn't be. I'll say it like that. We can't be everywhere we shouldn't be. Mm-mm. And when we do,
especially when we're supposed to be praying, some of us are supposed to be in a posture of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are supposed to be praying, and then we here and there. It's our time for real.
And see, some of the people, they not in God where they should be. They halfway where they should be.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They not fully where they should be. So they not hearing the voice of God. They not hearing God's voice. Like, because if they did, you know, you wouldn't have went to that place. And you wouldn't have, not saying the place was all bad and all that,
But you know, you got to be really watching. And I'm just telling y'all, because I don't want none of my family in this kind of stuff and mess their man up for life. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something else going on. It's something else happening, I'm just telling you. And y'all just be wise, tell your children, you know, just look, when you go out, watch what you're doing. Don't let nobody get over you and all this kind of stuff. Because Bishop Tay said, you didn't drink that much. She said, I thought I was just feeling lightheaded. She said, and for just a second, she said, I couldn't even get up. And then she said, I started sliding out of my seat. I couldn't stop myself or nothing. And they had to call the ambulance.
Wow.
You know, it's
wow.
just something. This lady is a bishop. You see what I'm saying? Over there trying to watch the game. You can't drink at all, Bishop. You ain't supposed to be.
Right. Take your own cup.
Well,
take your
own
cup of soda. Even if it's a soda, or something, they can drop something in there if you ain't watching.
That's right. Yep. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
You got to be.
But you know
looking.
What? A lot of times we're in places, but the thing is that if we are in places, it's our job, you know, to be watching. You know, like we think we go to places for one reason. Sometimes we're in places because we're supposed to be watching, and we have that, you know, spiritual discernment to be able to intervene, you know, and do different things, you know, in that particular atmosphere. And so we have to always be on our job, no matter where we are. If we're in the grocery store, if we're at a football game, if we're at work, if we're at, you know, we got to always be watching. Because the scripture said that the spirit of the Antichrist is here now. So it's not even like,
that's right.
You know, he's already acting and doing things, and the enemy is invading people and using people and, you know, and they're doing so many evil things. Evil is so rampant. I mean, it's just everywhere you turn, you know, and
it is.
People aren't in control of themselves. The enemy is really, you know, using people.
Even this television, when I tell you, last night I was flicking it, it said demonic. That's the name of the movie.
Oh.
I said demonic. What the heck? Demonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I woke up getting ready for work. TT got Chucky on playing. Hey, cut that stuff off. Put it on next Friday or Martin or whatever.
Right.
It's October month. Yeah, it's October month. You know how we do it. No, I'm gonna tell you how I do it. Don't have that stuff playing all around my house in the middle while we sleeping. I can't.
I know that's right, because let me. But you know what? It's like, I think I was on either Facebook or TikTok this morning, and it was an ex-witch on there, and she's a Christian now, and she was saying, this is the month. You don't want to put not a pumpkin outside. You don't want to celebrate Halloween at all, because this is the witch's day. This is their season right here. The month of October,
right.
And they want you to do
right.
that kind of stuff because
right.
you're celebrating
right.
what they love. And she
yeah.
said, don't do it. She was on there explaining everything. I just didn't look at it because I know you ain't supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to celebrate Halloween, you better say be passing our track. Jesus is Lord. That's how you celebrate it. Thank you. Give them a bag of candy. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, God. Mhm. Something
that's
like
right.
that. Mhm. But she was on there telling it all, honey. White lady, white witch. Mm-hmm. She a ex witch now, but she using God using her to let everybody know what this is, what that mean. Because when I go on Facebook, I don't go on there just to be on there. I go on there to get knowledge. I go on there. I used to go on there and I try to encourage people, but people can turn that around. I go on there to get knowledge and to see what other people are saying, stuff like that. I just don't be going on there, and I love TikTok.
because I like to hear some people on there for me. I don't like Instagram at all. When I was on my fast some days, I was fasting them whole days, I messed around and went on Instagram, and the first thing I saw, they had a man and woman on that screen. Right on TikTok, I mean on Instagram. I was like, but the Lord said you shouldn't have went on there. I shouldn't have never
Instagram,
got on there.
It's so like Facebook. You could make it to what you want it to be. You know, your friends and different stuff. You know, you could make your list condensed because, like, my Facebook don't look like everybody's Facebook.
Oh, man, it's not too much bad stuff.
I am Facebook illiterate. That's why I don't get on
right.
That often,
but you
know
what?
I don't know how to work it, control it, fix it, nothing.
Well, I have the people on there I like most of the time. I have the people on there I want on there, but Instagram, I don't know. I haven't done a whole lot to it. And so as soon as I went on there, that's the first thing I saw. And so I was
wow.
God, I said, you shouldn't have even went on there. I got on off of there, and I ain't been back on there since because I know sometimes y'all be on there. Mimi had a baby on there, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I be going to see on Instagram. But,
mm-hmm.
no, that's over with now. That's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just too much happening to be playing and stuff, you know. Just like Obadiah hit those prophets and stuff, and Jezebel killed all the rest of them. You know, they killing us day by day, because the enemy is upset anyway. And like she said, the Antichrist already here doing all this stupid stuff, doing all this because I mean, like when I watched, I was watching, I guess it was TikTok. Because I like TikTok, and they were saying about, what's his name, the little short musician?
Kirk Franklin.
Mm-hmm. How they were saying he made this last record. He said the lamb and the lion going to bow down.
Yeah, they
the
were
goat.
Talking about the, yeah.
That's
I think
good.
They misinterpreted what he said, but that's my.
You think so?
I know of it. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, because if you look in the Bible, the lion and the lamb is. I heard what he. Yeah, I heard one of the commentaries. I heard the song, but I'm just, you know, like in the Bible, you see different uses of lion and lamb. It's not just referring to Jesus, and I believe he was saying that God, Jesus is the greatest of all time. And just saying, you know, so I think it was misinterpreted. That's my thought of it. And
do you know what the goat represents?
The greatest of all time?
The goat?
Oh, you mean the goat like in Daniel? You mean like in Revelation, in Daniel? See, I think that people read into it deeper than what he meant it in the song. That's what that's my
something.
Thought of it.
Because
which a lot
in,
of times
in,
we
in
do.
In the Masonic temple, the goat means something else.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Yeah, and then like
I ain't supposed
they
to
talk
know
about the ram and the goat. And, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that was his use of it, but I mean,
well, I hope not.
Only,
I just hope not.
Only he can talk about
it's
it. And a lot
down.
Of times, things we say, you know, people will twist it or misinterpret what you say.
He will,
you know, because
he's
on a platform to come against you, you know, so they're going to
mm-hmm.
take what you say and, you know, and not even look at the intent or really get an understanding of what you meant by it or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
You know. Yeah.
Well, I looked at it. I was like, I know he didn't say that. But, like, I know what in different organizations, I know what the goat means. I know what the goat means because, you know, your daddy was in the Masonic Lodge, and I know I
right,
helped him
right.
study and a whole lot of other different things. So I just know
right.
I just know he wasn't talking about that goat.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would imagine since there's so much controversy, he's probably going to come out and, you know, maybe give an explanation of what he meant. Yeah. Because it's been, people are looking at it different ways. And so, yeah.
Is that a new song?
It is.
Was that a new song?
Yeah, the one that he did. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's pretty new.
But it's so much happening anyway. I mean, if you ain't rooted and grounded in God, it's just too much happening. And really, we're not even supposed to be going deep in that. We just supposed to just do what we do for God and stay in His Word, stay praying, and pray for them. We gotta pray for us. We gotta pray for the people. We just gotta pray for the people.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get ready to let y'all off. Any more comments or questions before I close out? Okay.
No, that's good.
Yeah, now look. Thursday, 14, 15, and 16. I'm just telling y'all. 14, 15. All right, I done read and studied. I got all of them, the verses down on them, everything. So I ain't got to do nothing to them, but come on. So anyway, God bless you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this Bible study time, Lord. Thank you for teaching us, God. Even though it wasn't the right chapters, it was what you wanted us to know about the prophets, God. I just thank you for these women of God. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you, God, for opening up our understanding, opening up our heart that we may receive your word, just like you wrote it, God. I ask you to cover our families tonight. Cover our minds. Thank you, God, for a sound mind tonight. Lord, I ask you right now to cover our homes and vehicles in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your word. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. So y'all have a good and blessed night. Y'all know I'll be on that live. I let me live and nothing happen in the morning by his grace. I'm so grateful. You all have a good night. I love y'all.
Amen. Love you, too.
Love you,
Maria.
Have a great night.
Good night.